36 minutes past nine here. It's a soft six now at Moonee Valley. Repeating that news, a track downgrade from this morning. So a soft six. The rain continues to fall in Melbourne this morning. And don't forget to download the RSN 927 app because the spring ticket is back to take you through Cox Plate Day. We'll be catching up with Marty Syne and, of course, the track curator on a few occasions, I would imagine, this afternoon. But the coverage is headed by the great Dean Lester, Michael Falgate, as well as Dwayne Dunn and James Winks, who have been sensational throughout the spring ticket. This spring carnival, Matthew Stewart also part of that team along with myself. So hopefully we can find a couple of winners there. All you need to do is download the RSN 927 app. And, of course, John Henry will take you through a big race day right across the nation here on our main channel here on RSN 927. But they're racing at Doomben in Brisbane. Track racing there a good four. The rail's out 4 metres the entire course. Scratchings there. Race one, scratch the one, seven and nine. Race two, you can put a line through the nine. Race three, scratch the five and eight. Race four, scratch 12, 15 and 16. Race five, put a line through the six, 8 and 9. Race 6, scratch the 10. Race 7, put a line through the 7. Race 8, you can scratch the 4, 8 and 13. Race 9, the 14 comes out. And in race 10, scratch the 1, 3, 8, 9, 10, 14, 15, 16 and 18. And thanks to the Brisbane Racing Club, Bart Sinclair now joins us here on RSN's race day. Good morning to you, Bart.
Yeah, hi, Gareth. Hi to all the punters, and looking forward to Doomben. We've got, as you said, a good four-track. Should be perfect racing surface.
All right, then. Where do we start with your specials, mate, and then we'll get your quaddie numbers, please.
Yeah, look, I think a couple of good bets before we get to the quaddie. Race three, number two, Zyemba. Had a good campaign this time in three runs. Won the first two. Last start, just a bit... too far back, I felt, 1350 metres, worked to the line well without really dashing. I think now looking for the mile, so 1615 metres here, should get a good run just off the speed. I think he'll win race three, number two. Race six, number five, Pareto. It was a terrific win at Ipswich. I'll concede the opposition was very ordinary, but the margin was big. Wasn't really fully extended. Came home in 33 and a tick. The sectional time was good. And what I like, Gareth, when you see a horse win and there's a good space to the second one, that's something. But when you see the space between the first and the last, it was 100 metres. So I think that was an encouraging sign. This is a step up. I don't think it's a top-class three-year-old fillies race. And I think Pareto's set for a good campaign. Should get a easy run up near the speed here off that good gate. We turn now to the quaddy, race seven. I thought 2-6 and... four here, two Beaufort Park going well, needs another good ride, just a little bit of a tricky draw, got into a good spot last time, doesn't look to be hot speed here, should be able to go forward and get in, doesn't need to have any bad traffic issues with 59, so 2-6-4 in the first leg. Race eight, I like number two, Jamie Lady, resuming, but has a terrific fresh record. Well, I like three first uppers here, 12 Space Boy from the Gary Portelli stable in Sydney. Had convictions, but put it together last time. And the fact that they're bringing the horse to Brisbane, it says to me that it's ready. 2-12, and put in number three, Soxagon. He might be the one that's really strong to the line. 1,050, a bit short when he's fully fit. Race nine, I like number five here, Desert Lord. Now, I'd have to say he was a little bit disappointing last time. I felt he was not really happy in the firm conditions. Doomben's a little bit softer than the Eagle Farm always, so I think he gets his opportunity to bounce back. He's awesome first up. I thought 7 and 10 were the dangers. And the last, this number 7 here, this is going to tighten right in. There's a heap of scratchings here, only 9 runners, and there's a huge tip building. Trial has been good at the coast, I think, is well placed here. I thought La Palmiere just went far too hard last time. There's still a question mark at 1,200, but I was keen on La Palmiere last time. I've got to give him another go because I just think the first half of the race was far too electric. So 7 and 4 in the last, Gareth.
All right, Bart, you enjoy this historic day in your state and also your city with that AFL Grand Final tonight. Do you have a tip for us?
Yeah, look, maybe Richmond with their nose in front. The forecast was for heavy showers. possibly a storm, but it's looking a lot brighter now.
Okay.
It's a pity you got that rain down there for Cox Plate Day, but it would have ruined the grand final day. So it's just as well it's in Queensland.
Yeah, yeah? they tell me that they might have had to put the game back an hour because of a thunderstorm, but that's eased, has it? Or that doesn't look like that will happen.
Well, it would only be lightning that would cause the game to be delayed, because that Gabba track does soak up the water pretty quickly. So I'm confident we'll get through, just maybe a nuisance shower. Looking forward to a great game there.
Do you have a tip in the Cox Plate, Bart?
Yeah, look, I like Armour. If he brings his A game from Ireland, you know, those Group 1 performances, he didn't win, but he ran very well each time, and I think that's a class above what we've got to offer here. So just hope this track doesn't deteriorate any further. Getting to a six now is a bit of a worry, particularly when it's so late in the day. You're going to have that meeting last night and then all these races again today. So it could be a little bit of a factor in the outcome. I hope it doesn't. I'd like to see the Cox Plate run as the best horse wins.
Good on you, Bart. Enjoy your day.
Good on you, Gareth. Good luck. Good luck to the punters.